Hello, and welcome to Your Sparkly Brand. We are here to inspire and empower female entrepreneurs just like you. This podcast is all about delivering no fluff, high value content that helps you to grow your business. It doesn't matter if you're still starting out and you're still DIYing everything on your own, we are giving you the tips, tools, and strategies for you to build your sparkly empire. I'm Megan Gersh, your resident brand designer and web designer, and I'm here with my co-host and copywriting queen, Lauren Tassi. Hey, Lauren, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you doing, Meg?
I'm good. How are you recovering from the wedding stuff? I'm curious to hear like how you're doing.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I know it feels like a lifetime since we've done this, but it's actually, we only took 2 weeks off, but I do feel like a completely different person since then. But yeah, no, it's good. I'm, you know, excited to just sort of have like all this space in my brain back. I like literally want nothing to do with wedding content anymore, other than my own, of course. Like I'll share my own pictures, but like, I don't want any ideas about what to do at your wedding ever again.
Yeah, I totally know the feeling. So feel free to unsubscribe from all of those mailing lists. The spreadsheets can just go out the window.
Yeah. Before we jump into our sparkly moments, I watched this documentary last night. I don't know if you've heard about it. I also like my judge of what's new and what's actually been around for 2 weeks is off. But have you heard or seen the documentary about Abercrombie and Fitch on Netflix?
So I just saw the preview for that on Netflix last night, but I haven't watched it. Have you?
Yeah. Okay. So it might be is actually genuinely new and not just something I've missed over the past 2 weeks. Highly recommend it. I highly recommend it to our listeners, anybody who's like mildly interested in marketing or branding, just because it's so interesting as to what they did. I won't even get into like all the terrible things they did to people of color and all of that, but just like even the first 20 minutes, they start laying out like, oh, well, we bought this company that was like 100 years old that used to sell like fishing equipment and like shaving cream. And they took it and they turned it into this like preppy brand for teenagers, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s. And they literally start talking about like the formula they use to create the brand. So I don't want to spoil any of it, but I just like, I was watching this and going, this is fascinating for me. So anybody who is interested in marketing branding, definitely watch it. And it's a good watch beyond that too.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll definitely have to check it out. It came up in my like recommended shows. So like, I definitely have to check it out.
Yeah. So what was your sparkly moment this week?
So this past week, I launched a new website for one of my clients. They are a music promoter here in Los Angeles. You might've heard of them. They are called Underrated Presents. Basically, they're the ones that put on Minimal Effort Festival, and they do a lot of other, you know, kind of one-offs here in LA, and they have a residency called Clinic. So you might've heard of that one as well.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So what about you? What was your sparkling moment this week?
So other than, you know, being on my little mini honeymoon at like a 5-star resort and getting pampered, which was very sparkly, it's just sort of nice to come back and sort of, I feel like I have like a clean slate. It's like a new school year. I did a really good job of just like wrapping everything up before I left, and I have some new stuff starting up now. So it's just nice to sort of have like a real break. And I know like we talked about that in the vacations episode, and that's something I haven't experienced before in my business because I've never really like shut down for a while and then come back.
Yeah. Well, now you know that you can do it, and now you have like the systems and processes to like, you know, be able to take that time off. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And so that takes us kind of towards our topic for today. And this is one of the things that I've been relying on to get me back sort of in the work mindset, regular life mindset. And that's my morning routine. It's a topic you see talked about a lot between like, you know, CEOs and billionaires, and that sort of like everybody shares their morning routine. And it's kind of like, it's a personal peek into like how everyone starts their day. And that's because like the way you start your day sets your tone for the entire day. And then your day sets your week, and then that becomes your month. And then that's your whole life basically. So mornings really kind of set you up for how you live your life. And it's hard. Like if you have a rough morning, and we're talking about like beyond just, you know, you didn't do your meditation or whatever, like just something, you know, you get out of bed and like the fire alarm in your apartment goes off or something, like it's hard to get bounced back from that. So if you sort of have this thing you can rely on to put you in the right mindset, it can really, you know, create a whole life that you can be excited about. So even if you're not like consciously doing a morning routine, you have a morning routine, brushing your teeth, taking your dogs out, just like what side of the bed you wake up on, all of that kind of stuff becomes a morning routine, whether or not you're aware of it. So being able to be conscious of that and make decisions that, you know, set you up to have a great day are why morning routines are so important. So today we're going to I'll share my morning routine. Meg's going to share her morning routine. And then we'll talk about some of the other things that I've seen a lot of people say they do. And it's like, okay, I choose not that for me, but just wanted to share some of the other things that come up a lot in morning routine. So do you want to share your morning routine, Meg?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like I'm not the picture perfect example. So I'm always trying to like integrate new things into my morning routine to see like if I can get a new habit to stick. But just to kind of give you an idea, I'll wake up, I will essentially go to the bathroom, put my contacts in, take my medicines, make sure to drink water in the morning. That's like a really big thing for me to help wake up my body. Then I will take Charlie out. Charlie's my dog. We usually go on, you know, anywhere from like a half an hour to an hour walk in the morning. So that's nice to like kind of get out in nature and kind of just get the blood flowing in the body. And then once we come back, I usually make breakfast for Charlie, myself, and Jerry. And basically we sit down, we have a few moments to ourselves, like we chit chat, you know, kind of like, is this going to be a busy day? Is it going to be an easy day? All of that kind of stuff, as well as like kind of cover any things that we might need to take care of that evening. And then I take some time for myself. I light a candle, usually some incense as well when it comes to like smells and kind of like setting the ambiance of the room. I'm really big into that stuff. So I always try to make a little bit of time for that in the morning. Then I get into the shower, kind of get ready for the day. And I like to do affirmations while I am doing my makeup. So usually there's a few YouTube videos that I take a look at, and they are really helpful because they recite the affirmations to you. And then they also give you time to like, for you to say them out loud, or you can say them in your head if you want to, but it really helps to like, kind of like, I don't know, it just like perks you up like before you go into the workday. And then I sit down to make my to-do list for the day and I get to work. So that's pretty much what I do, but I would love to hear what you do, Lauren.
Yeah. You know, one thing I think that's very interesting, Jerry's pretty much full-time back at the office now, right? Is he working from home still at all?
He does like kind of a half and half schedule. So he'll work from home a few days a week and then he'll go in the other days. So it really just depends on like how busy his week is. And like, if there are certain people going into the office that he needs to meet up with, then he'll go in for that. But it's kind of a half and half schedule.
Got it. Okay. Cause I'm thinking about, you know, my husband, Alex, is usually asleep through my entire morning routine. And that's just cause he's out late at night. He also, basically he's an entrepreneur now. He doesn't have a full-time job. He's been doing some freelancing, that kind of stuff. So I'm like, oh yeah, that must be nice to have like coffee with your husband. Not familiar with that, but that's just cause we're on different schedules. So I thought that was pretty interesting, but yeah. So here's sort of my morning routine. I wake up, I wash my face, drink water. Also, I think that's really important. I feel like that was one of the ones I saw in like every like famous person's morning routine is always like drink lots of water. I don't usually set an alarm. I have a pug that likes to poke me in the face until I wake up. So he's pretty good about waking me up in between 7, 7:30. Lately it's been 8, which I appreciate. And then my husband is usually still sleeping. Otherwise I would make the bed. I usually like after he gets up, he tries to make the bed. He does like a first attempt at making the bed. And then I go through and like remake the bed the way I make the bed, of course. But I feel like that's one of those things that comes up a lot too. And I think even like when I was been staying in hotels, I'm always sort of have this like urge to like, I kind of want to make the bed just because it gives you that like fresh, clean, new morning feeling. So I take my dogs out, which is basically a 10-minute, very slow walk 100 feet away from my apartment and then backwards. Definitely does not count towards exercise at all. So then after that, I come back and I will usually, like this morning, I took a walk, like 45-minute walk, just kind of around Hollywood. It's like literally just like, I don't even think about where I'm going. I'm like, I'm either going left or right out of here. And then I have like a path I follow and I listen to a podcast or an audiobook, usually some sort of like brain food. I kind of have to like debate between like, okay, do I need something work related now? Or do I need something not work related? Because sometimes it's like my brain needs a break from that. Or it's like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm gonna listen to one of my clients' podcasts because I'm gonna write for them that day. And that's like the perfect thing to get me in the mood for that. And so then I come back and I do a quick, like a morning or a motivational meditation, a guided meditation that always like really helps set me up and just sort of center me again. And then I do my affirmations. And then I also like candles and scents. I've read before, like that's a really good way to like sort of, let's say, up your vibe or whatever, especially like if you have a favorite scent or something, just that really can connect with like all of those things that make you feel good and sparkly. I then do a little bit of journaling. I do a gratitude list. And then like, just if I have something going on in my head, I'll journal it out, just like get it out of my brain. And then I'll do my to-do list for the day. I've kind of been experimenting with doing like a weekly to-do list versus a daily to-do list. That changes a lot. And then I'll make some coffee and then I open my computer and I start my day.
Awesome. I love that so much. And yeah, I mean, I feel like the scent thing is such a big thing that I feel like a lot of like when I read like all of those like famous type lists that you have mentioned, like that's like often not on there for whatever reason. And I feel like it's such an integral part of my morning routine. I don't know about you, but
yeah, I think so. I bought a bunch of these. They're cute little candles, but they're unscented. And I feel like I can put some essential oil in them or something, because I really do appreciate the scent so much.
Yeah. So let's talk about some common morning routine policies that you might want to implement in your business or in your kind of routine.
Yeah. So one of the things that I saw come up a lot and that I've heard, and that's something I try to live by, is the create before you consume mindset, which this can, we can be talking about social media. We can be talking about, you know, any type of writing, any type of like, you know, I get some like email newsletters that I actually enjoy that I read that like are, you know, that some of that subscriptions that I pay for. And those, again, I try not to like read first thing in the morning. They're not the first thing I check. I read when I check my email. I kind of save those for a later on read. And it's the same thing with like news or anything like that. I just really try to like keep my brain fresh in the morning until I get through. I try and do like my writing for clients in the morning, writing for myself in the morning. And then after that, it becomes better for me to consume other people's content at that point.
Yeah, definitely. So I've done this both doing that and not doing that. And I can tell you firsthand, like you definitely see a difference when you don't go for your phone the first thing in the morning, just because you feel so much more fresh, like you said, and like clear-minded when you go throughout your day, less brain fog and able to kind of like focus and think clearly when you don't just reach for your phone the first thing. So another thing that I would say that kind of goes hand in hand with that is not to check your email first thing in the morning. I typically don't check my email until around 10 a.m. or so. I don't know about you, but it just doesn't have to be the first thing on the priority list. Another thing to implement too is just to check your email once or twice a day. This is something that I've been personally implementing in my own business. It frees up so much of your time. Like it is so crazy how much we are kind of programmed to kind of live in our inboxes. And when you start to kind of deviate from that, you wind up having so much more time in the day. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think that's such a good tip. And I think this is something you told me like years ago, but like close the Gmail tab. If it feels like this big, like, oh my God, I have to close it and then I have to open again later. But it's just, it helps so much, especially like when I was like a few weeks ago and I was like deep in the wedding planning stuff. And I was like, okay, I just need to focus on work for like an hour and then I can do all this other stuff. And being able to close my personal email at that point, because I knew stuff would be coming in, just is helps so much. So I think that's a great tip.
Yeah. I think that that's like a thing that when we are in the corporate world, we are just like programmed to like be attached to our email. You know what I mean? And like when you're working for yourself, you have the freedom to kind of be like, okay, like we've done this for the day, or we've done this twice today. We don't need to look at it 17 times today. You know, I mean, typically, at least in my business, I try to respond to emails within 24 hours. And like, that's totally fine. I feel like most people kind of understand a 24-hour type turnaround, but yeah.
So another one that came up a lot when I was reading about successful people's morning routine was catching up on the news in the morning. For me, this is like not a good thing. I don't, you know, I think maybe if I were to like find a way to like curate like specific types of news, but just like general news first thing in the morning, or even like within the first few hours of the morning, just like is not helpful for me. It's distracting, you know, depending on like what is going on in the world, it can, you know, really sort of bring me down, kind of upset me. And it's just, I don't want to be ignorant about what's happening, but I also like have to protect my energy. And so checking the news later on in the afternoon when I'm already kind of depleted is a little better for me personally. But again, a lot of people say that helps them. It helps them sort of set themselves up for the day.
Yeah. I'm on the same page as you. I don't like to check the news first thing in the morning. Like oftentimes, like, I mean, a lot of the news at this point is very sensational and can be depressing a lot of the time. So it's just not the vibe that I like to start my morning with. So another thing, and it's funny that we have added this to the list, but like another thing that a lot of successful entrepreneurs recommend that you do is to wake up earlier in the day. Jerry, my husband, has actually read this book called The 5 a.m. Club, where you essentially wake up, you work out, you meditate, you journal, and it's like this whole series of tasks that you do in the morning. And it really helps to start your morning off on the right foot and get you in the right mindset so that you can achieve more, again, less brain fog, and really set your day up for success.
Yeah. 5 a.m. is not for me right now. It's like one of those things, I know it's always there. Maybe one day 5 a.m. will sound good to me. But yeah, I don't feel the need to get up that early. And I think maybe it's because I don't have children. I don't, you know, I really do get to, my whole day is planned around me and what I want to do. So it's always there.
Yeah, definitely. And I am not a morning person at all. So like I even thought of 5 a.m. It just like kind of like makes me shiver a little bit. I mean, Jerry is such a morning person. Like he jumps out of bed with bells on, like it's crazy. But we're just polar opposites in that way, where like I don't even take calls in my business until 1 p.m. So like I really give myself that time to like wake up and like be, you know, in the best mind state that I can for folks that I'm going to talk to that day.
So another thing that comes up, and it's part of your morning routine, but it is not part of my morning routine, is eating breakfast. I personally, I don't usually eat until lunch. I usually eat after we record this podcast at 1 o'clock. It's just sort of the way I realize my body is like happier. And maybe if I stopped drinking so much coffee, I would be hungry earlier, but that's a different podcast. So I think it's one of those things where you have to like make that decision for you and what's right for you, whether or not like food or coffee or water first thing in the morning is what your body needs.
Absolutely. Honestly, breakfast is like my favorite meal of the day. So I can't even imagine my morning routine without it. Like I usually have like a very specific breakfast that I go to in the morning. It seriously is. It's like one of those habit things, like the same thing as like the Steve Jobs wearing the black t-shirt every day. That's breakfast for me. So another thing to kind of incorporate into your routine is to take a look at your to-do list for the day and to try to tackle the hardest thing first. Now, I can tell you from experience, this is often one of the hardest things to do because your body just naturally goes like, oh, like, I don't want to do that. Like, but when you just make it a point to say like, okay, these are the three things I need to get done today. And the hardest one is going to be this. Once you complete that task, the rest of your day is like smooth sailing. Like, have you tried this method, Lauren?
So I've done sort of both options. And I think for me, it is better, but sometimes I can get hung up. The hardest thing is usually the longest thing too, unfortunately. And so sometimes it feels really good to be like, if one of my things is like, oh, send an email to this person. And that's way faster than, you know, write 5 pages of web copy. So sometimes it feels really good to just check something off really quickly and then get into the hardest thing. So I really see both ways with this one.
Yeah. Oftentimes when I find like I have like a bigger task like that, something that I will do is like, I'll use the Pomodoro method. I will get like chunk number one done. At least I'm getting like that chunk number one of the hardest thing done. And then I'll like reward. I don't want to say it's for a reward to like send that email or whatever, but like to check something off the list to get that kind of like dopamine hit. You do like a smaller task in between, you know, jumping to the next like block of like that large task. So it'd be like large task, small task, large task in that way. So that's something that I've found, like at least I can cross something off my list.
Yeah. So one other thing I wanted to share, and this is my husband does this, and that's morning pages, which is a little different than just journaling or gratitude lists, which are what I do. And that this comes from the Artist's Way book, which I think is probably like our number one recommended book on this podcast. And this is just writing 3 pages a day, like brain dumping first thing in the morning. And it literally doesn't have to be anything cohesive. It doesn't have to be, you know, today I'm going to do this. It can just be like, you just have to get words on the page. And so many people, including my husband, say that like, this has really helped them allow their creativity to blossom and also just sort of like get their, you know, set themselves up right for the day. You know, today's day 3 back after our wedding and our little mini honeymoon, and him getting back into the morning pages, I know has really helped him sort of be like, okay, these are the things I like to do in the day that set me up. So if that's something that interests you, again, I haven't read this book, the Artist's Way. It's sitting on my shelf. I bought it to read for myself. And then Alex took it, of course. So I'm going to read it and go through the process, but this book comes highly recommended from so many people. So give it a read if this sounds good to you.
Yeah. Morning pages, when I have done them, I've kind of done them on and off for many years, but like when I like really get in that groove, I totally see what you were saying. Like it totally opens up your creativity. Again, it just eliminates that brain fog and like just helps you to have like, I don't know. I definitely feel like I get like more ideas throughout the day when I'm consistent with it. So that is all that we've got for you today. Are you ready to give your morning routine a makeover? Pick one or two of the activities from this list and try to integrate them into your day. So if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star rating on whatever platform where you listen to your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, stay sparkly.